1305 UTC, 1405 local time. Here are the major happenings in regions with me, Bertrand Assomba. First, the headlines. Dwarf councils of the three northern regions of the country will soon breathe a sigh of relief with a substantial financial support worth 400 million francs yearly from Plan Cameroon. Young men in the center region have overthrown women in the eyelash business for want of lucrative jobs. Those are the headlines, and now the news in greater details. Drug addiction is a pressing issue affecting our communities today. This growing crisis has not only devastated individuals, but has also torn apart families and neighborhoods. On Thursday, October 31st, 2024, a courageous group of women known as Women Against Drugs from Kumba came together to voice their concerns about what they consider to be a lack of action from law enforcement regarding drug-related issues in the Kumba municipality. They took their complaint to the Southwest Commission of Human Rights to seek justice and support their families. Mwambo Edwards has more from Boya.
About 40 women, drawn from all walks of life and multiple ethnic groups in Kumba, stormed the office of the Southwest Commission of Human Rights in Boya. These women, many of whom are mothers, have witnessed firsthand the devastating impact of addiction on their families. They describe the pain of seeing loved ones trapped in the cycle of addiction, often feeling powerless as they watch their communities deteriorate. Uwa Awudu is the leader of the Kumba Women United Against Drugs.
We are trying all our best to stop drugs in our community. We have struggled enough in Kumba. They promise us to do their best, but to no avail.
Lata Olivia is the group's coordinator.
We are very angry because we have worked with all the authorities in Kumba, and they cannot help us. So we came here with blood tears in our hearts and eyes.
Their decision to approach the Commission of Human Rights highlights their desperation for change. They argue that drug addiction is not just a personal issue, but a community crisis that demands immediate action from authorities. Christopher Tambetiku is the president of the Southwest Commission of Human Rights. He understands the plight of the women.
If the women have decided to abandon their activities to come to Boya, it is because of the frustration they are having with the local authorities.
The women's movement is gaining traction, drawing attention to the need for comprehensive strategies to combat drug addiction. They are calling for increased and genuine police presence, better access to rehabilitation programs, and educational initiatives aimed at prevention. Mwambo Edward, CRTV News, Boya.
Health officials in the West region affirm that they are ensuring the emergency service in various health units are ready and well equipped to cater for accident victims following an increase in the cases of road accidents in the region. They exhort road users to be cautious due to the heavy material, financial and loss of human lives resulting from road accidents. Kange Angela Parr reports.
The West region is increasingly recording cases of road accidents with heavyweight vehicles and especially motorcycle riders. The West Regional Delegate of Health, Dr. Dauda Chimnum, decries the financial and material burdens on health facilities.
There is an amount to take care of the patient who don't have money to pay, but with a lot of accidents like that, we usually use all the money and the health facility are obliged, because it is the instruction of the RIK to implement it, but the negative impact is there in the financial situation of the health facility.
However, he continues to reassure the population that the administration is putting in place the necessary facilities to better cater for such victims.
We give instruction to our health facility to prepare all emergency services to be ready to take care of all those injuries.
He exhorts road users to be cautious in order to reduce the increasing number of road accidents recorded in the region. Kinga Angela Pa, CRTV News, Bafoussam.
You heard it in our headlines. About 400 million francs CSA will be distributed to some 12 councils spread across the Adamawa, North and Far North regions following a partnership agreement signed between Plan Cameroon and mayors in the three northern regions of Cameroon. During the signing ceremony, the country director of Plan Cameroon, Mohamed Ba, hinted that the funds will allow the mayors manage and implement priority projects using a participatory approach. Details with Mercy Ashu Nyabuye in Garoua.
By putting their signatures on this partnership agreement, these mayors selected from 12 different councils in the Adamawa, the North and Far North regions will each be expected to open an account, create a management committee and identify priority projects in their council areas. Dr. Ayatu Amagoda is mayor for the Dembo Council in the North region.
Plan Cameroon
has donated a sum of 28 million francs CFA to the Dembo Council. I think the funds will sponsor projects such as the protection of children's rights, especially young girls, the promotion of education and climate change. Mr. Abo Umaru is mayor of Nyambaka Council in the Adamawa region. We signed a convention for the sum of more than 11 million francs CFA. We have put in place management committees for villages and neighborhoods. It is with them that we will be able to identify priority projects that will be classified for fundings in a transparent manner.
La transparence à la gestion de ces fonds.
Mohamedou Ba is country director for Plan Cameroon.
The communities, the population, they have to decide the projects depending on their priorities. The domains are education, health, maternal and child health.
With over 400 million francs to manage, the goal is to see an improvement in the standards of living of the local population while pushing for a decentralization process. Mercy Ashunyabe, CRTV News, Garoua.
You're listening to the regional news live from Yaoundé. Some youths in the north region, and particularly in Garoua, have opted to propose manual services in homes to earn a living. While some go in for laundry and hairdressing, others simply asked to do household chores and gain some money. Maimuna Njoya of CRTV North took interest in this informal activity and our reports.
Doing laundry for a living has become a routine in Garoua. People are never surprised to see someone knocking at their door and proposing to either wash or iron dresses or do other manual activities and get paid.
Laundry business is a very good business. You charge your customers 300 per shirt, depending on your areas and the standard of your laundry.
Even though some people are scared, as they are not always sure about the mentality of the laundry men or women, they remain very useful and enable families to save time and energy with regards to household chores.
Why we are doing it from home is because there is no much money to rent a shop and position it in a very good area. So you can do it with your mouth, tell people, tell your friends to tell their friends what you are doing.
Some ladies in Garua even go further to suggest hairdressing services. But as this form of income-generating activity keeps thriving, more and more people tend to contact those they know better for security reasons. From the North Regional Station in Garua, Maimuna Joya for the Regional News.
26 billion CFA francs is the budget that the project to valorize investments on the Logan Valley for 2025. This budget was voted during the third ordinary session of the technical group for the follow-up of the project in Marwa, presided at by the head of the committee, Far North Governor Mediawa Bakari. Details with Amos Enyo-Nyaket Agbo.
Out of the 26 billion CFA francs voted as budget for 2025 of the project to valorize investments on the Logan Valley, 6 billion will be used to develop rice farming in the Logan Valley. Mijiawa Bakari, governor of the Far North region, is president of the technical follow-up group.
This decision has been taken to enable the project to go ahead. Of course, here and there, there is some problem, but we had exam and fetched the way of mean to eradicate them in order to enable the project to go ahead.
The project Viva Logan, sponsored by the World Bank, aims to improve food security in the three northern regions as well as contribute to reduce the importation of rice. Marwa, Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News.
And a business that was once considered to be a woman's domain is now at the center of attraction for most young men in the center region, owing to its benefits and a stress-free nature. Most men in the center region are into the business now more than before. Some of the eyelash technicians even move from one place to another, while others are stationed in markets where clients come and meet them. Lekete Gertrude Asongazi of CRTV Center tells us more.
It is becoming a common practice for young men to be found in the streets of Yaoundé and other towns of the Central Region carrying baskets containing beauty accessories and other items used in the process of eyelashes, extensions, and face makeup. You will also find them in major markets in the city of Yaoundé, like Mokolo, Mvogmi, Akasia, and Mendong markets, where they serve their clients.
Profitable, ça rend plus d'argent, et c'est plus facile.
It yields more money and it's easy. There are eyelashes extensions that can be installed in 10 to 15 minutes. 5 à 6 minutes.
They say this business that was regarded as strictly for the women is easy for them to practice and earn a living.
If I have 3 women in a day, that is 15,000 francs. When you are a professional in the business, clients call you to come and attend to them, and even on your business spots, you will always have clients.
Their clients on their part are mostly women and prefer the men because they are faster and do the eyelashes better.
It's men who know how to do eyelashes extension well, and they are more careful.
Many younger men in the Central Region have attested that there is no business that is designed for a particular gender and hold that where a woman excels, a man can do as well. Lekiate Gertrude Asongazi, Regional News, Center.
At 19 past 2, we put a cap on this edition of the Regional News. But before we go, here's a recap of our major stories. 12 councils of the three northern regions of Cameroon will soon breathe a sigh of relief with a substantial financial support worth 400 million francs CFA from Plan Cameroon. Young men in the center have overthrown women in the eyelash business for want of lucrative jobs. This edition of the regional news was produced by Patrick Oscar Afan. I've been Bertrand Osombayne Yaoundé. Thanking you for listening.